Hello, and a warm welcome to everyone who's joined us today, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. Let's begin our Wednesday midday testimony meeting with singing. Using your computer, you will find a link to the words of the hymns on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org and click on the turquoise box. Please note, we mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to hear the service better. But do sing aloud wherever you may be. Our first hymn is on page 267 of the Christian Science Hymnal. I'll read the first verse, and then we'll listen to the music before we sing. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Hymn 267. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible, the New International Version Bible, and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's title is The Crown of Courage is Forever Yours. The Bible. Proverbs. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. 1 John. All unrighteousness is sin. We know that whatsoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Romans, dearly beloved, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Revelations. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Galatians. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew. Ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. Proverbs. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul, lacketh understanding. 1 Corinthians. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. 1 Thessalonians. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain. 1 Corinthians. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Romans, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. Ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and unto iniquity. 2 Peter, and despise government, presumptuous, self-willed, are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. 1 Thessalonians, God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Jude, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 John, little children, keep yourselves from idols. And from the New International Version Bible, Ezekiel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. When an Israelite sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face and then goes to a prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him myself in keeping with his great idolatry. Back to the King James Bible. 1 Samuel, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity. 2 Chronicles, and he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Proverbs, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Ezekiel, thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Matthew, I am come not to send peace but a sword. I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Romans, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Ephesians, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Psalms, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Proverbs, wrath is cruel. Ezekiel, the time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Proverbs, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Romans, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Proverbs, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yea, strife and reproach shall cease, confusion and every evil work. Ezra, I command, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. 2 Peter, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. Proverbs. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. 1 Corinthians. Whereas there is among you envying and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? Psalms. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Revelation. Neither repent they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their thefts. Luke. And he delivered Jesus to their will. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. 1 Peter. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in excess of wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries. Galatians. I tell you before, as I have told thee in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Peter. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. If any man suffereth as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by Mary Baker Eddy. Corporeal sense defrauds and lies. It breaks all the commands of the Mosaic Decalogue to meet its own demands. A wrong sense of God, man, creation is nonsense, want of sense. The science of mind needs to be understood. Until it is understood, mortals are more or less deprived of truth. Judas conspired against Jesus. The world's ingratitude and hatred towards that just man affected his betrayal. The traitor's price was 30 pieces of silver and the smiles of the Pharisees. He chose his time, when the people were in doubt concerning Jesus' teachings. A period was approaching which would reveal the infinite distance between Judas and his master. Judas Iscariot knew this. He knew that the great goodness of that master placed a gulf between Jesus and his betrayer, and this spiritual distance inflamed Judas's envy. The greed for gold strengthened his ingratitude and, for a time, quieted his remorse. He knew that the world generally loves a lie better than truth, and so he plotted the betrayal of Jesus in order to raise himself in popular estimation. His dark plot fell to the ground, and the traitor fell with it. Chapter 5. Animal Magnetism Unmasked. Mesmerism, or animal magnetism, was first brought into notice by Mesmer in Germany in 1775. His propositions were as follows. There exists a mutual influence between the celestial bodies, the earth, and animated things. Animal bodies are susceptible to the influence of this agent, disseminating itself through the substance of the nerves. In 1784, the French government ordered the medical faculty of Paris to investigate Mesmer's theory and to report upon it. Under this order, a commission was appointed, and Benjamin Franklin was one of the commissioners. This commission reported to the government as follows. in regard to the existence and utility of animal magnetism, we have come to the unanimous conclusion that there is no proof of the existence of the animal magnetic fluid, that the violent effects which are observed in the public practice of magnetism are due to manipulations or to the excitement of the imagination and the impressions made upon the senses, and that there is one more fact to be recorded in the history of the errors of the human mind, and an important experiment upon the power of the imagination. The author's own observations of the workings of animal magnetism convince her that it is not a remedial agent, and that its effects upon those who practice it and upon their subjects who do not resist it lead to moral and to physical death. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. Saul of Tarsus beheld the way, the Christ or truth, only when his uncertain sense of right yielded to a spiritual sense, which is always right. Then the man was changed. Thought assumed a nobler outlook, and his life became more spiritual. He learned the wrong that he had done in persecuting Christians whose religion he had not understood, and in humility he took the new name of Paul. He beheld for the first time the true idea of love and learned a lesson in divine science. Reform comes by understanding that there is no abiding pleasure in evil, and also by gaining an affection for good according to science, which reveals the immortal fact that neither pleasure nor pain, appetite nor passion can exist in or of matter, while divine mind can and does destroy the false beliefs of pleasure, pain, or fear, and all the sinful appetites of the human mind. Evil is sometimes a man's highest conception of right until his grasp on good grows stronger. Then he loses pleasure in wickedness, and it becomes his torment. Usage classifies both evil and good together as mind. Therefore, to be understood, the author calls sick and sinful humanity mortal mind, meaning by this term the flesh opposed to spirit, the human mind and evil in contradistinction to the divine mind or truth and good. Scientific translation of immortal mind, God. Divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. Man, God's spiritual idea, individual, perfect, eternal. Idea, an image in mind, the immediate object of understanding. Webster. Scientific translation of mortal mind, first degree, depravity, physical, evil beliefs, passions and appetites, fear, depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. The hypnotizer employs one error to destroy another. This greater error, therefore, occupies the ground, leaving the case worse than before it was grasped by the stronger error. Is it not clear that the human mind must move the body to a wicked act? Mortal mind, not matter, is the criminal in every case, and human law rightly estimates crime, and courts reasonably pass sentence according to the motive. Whoever uses his developed mental powers like an escaped felon to commit fresh atrocities as opportunity occurs is never safe. God will arrest him. Divine justice will manacle him. His sins will be millstones about his neck, weighing him down to the depths of ignominy and depth. The aggravation of error foretells its doom and confirms the ancient axiom, whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Scientific translation of mortal mind, second degree. Evil beliefs disappearing. Moral. Humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. If the foundations of human affections are consistent with progress, they will be strong and enduring. The broadcast powers of evil so conspicuous today show themselves in the materialism and sensualism of the age struggling against the advancing spiritual era. Beholding the world's lack of Christianity and the powerlessness of vows to make home happy, the human mind will at length demand a higher affection. There will ensue a fermentation over this, as over many other reforms, until we get at last the clearer straining of truth, and impurity and error are left among the lees. This is the cross. Take it up and bear it, for through it you win and wear the crown. Agassiz, the celebrated naturalist and author, has wisely said, every great scientific truth goes through three stages. First, people say it conflicts with the Bible. Next, they say it has been discovered before. Lastly, they say they have always believed it. Scientific translation of mortal mind, third degree, understanding. Spiritual. Wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. In the third degree, mortal mind disappears, and man, as God's image, appears. The spiritual idea is crowned with 12 stars. Let this age, which sits in judgment on Christian Science, sanction only such methods as are demonstrable in truth and known by their fruits, and classify all others as did St. Paul in his great epistle to the Galatians when he wrote as follows, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." The temporal and unreal, never touch the eternal and real. The mutable and imperfect, never touch the immutable and perfect. The inharmonious and self-destructive, never touch the harmonious and self-existent. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.